Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 519 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Ryan.
Hey, Pat. My name is Ryan Clover Owens, and thank you so much for all the great content you're putting out. Love the podcast. I blog at alternativeslibrary.org. I'm a librarian, and I'm really dedicated to connecting people with really great resources, and yours is definitely one of them. Here's my question. I'm helping someone, a guy who runs a tree nursery, set up online courses. And he's the kind of guy who, whenever he teaches anything, he's got a crowd of people lining up to learn from him. So he really wants to move into the online space, but he's not very tech savvy. And that's where I come in. I've got the experience with writing and marketing, and I know how a lot of this stuff works. So what advice do you have for someone like me who wants to partner with an existing business and help them build a course? And what kind of business model should I think about for how that would work? Do you have any advice or examples that would pertain to my situation? All right. Thanks. I look forward to your answer and keep listening to the podcast. Bye.
Hey, what's up, Ryan? Thank you so much for the question today. Trees, that's awesome. I think that's really cool. And I'm, you know, there's a lot of really cool niches out there. I think it's really awesome. And if this guy sounds like the real deal, then man, that's a cool opportunity for you. I think it's really cool. You know, I get a lot of opportunities to partner with different businesses and companies, and there's a lot of different ways that you could do that. A lot of people know that I'm an advisor for Lead Pages. And I'm also an advisor for ConvertKit, and that has a specific business model. I can't get into the specific numbers, but I do own some what's called points or percentages of the actual company in these particular cases. In some cases, advisory roles are a little bit different. And again, it could be in any way that you and the person that you're working with want it to be. And that's really where I would start, Ryan, is you really want to communicate with this person and make sure that everybody's honest the whole time and you kind of are looking out for each other's best interests. And, you know, it could be easy or it could be very difficult, because a lot of times you either get somebody who doesn't agree, or you get two people who just don't want to say yes to anything because they don't want to upset the other person. So you just kind of have this dance, which is really interesting. And I've experienced that before. It's interesting, but you have to have those conversations. So that's the first thing I just want to mention. You know, I wouldn't just necessarily come up with a contract without talking to this person and then being like, here, sign this. Like, you don't want to do that. You want to have this other person involved and talk it through. Again, it's going to be different for every business that you potentially could work with and every person that you could potentially work with. Now, in terms of a technical person getting into a business like this, you know, I've seen it in all different ways too, where a person comes on as a partner in a brand new business. You know, they both form a partnership or an LLC together, and they each have a specific ownership. They each kind of contribute a certain dollar amount to the company, and then therefore have a certain ownership and get, there's different payment plans. And again, a lot of this involves a lot of conversation. You're going to also want to get some sort of attorney or legal involved too, to make sure everything's square, so that there's nothing that happens, you know. And the most important thing in regards to that is like, well, what if one of you wants to leave? You know, thinking about the future is really important here too. Yes, you're thinking about what it's going to look like and take to work with this person. And so you have to define and outline what those responsibilities are on both sides, who does what, so there's no mix-ups or anything like that. That's really important. But also looking into the future in terms of, well, if somebody wanted to exit, how would they buy the other person out? What does that look like? How long does it take? How many days does that person have to continue working until that person actually drops out? There's so many things involved. And when I started a partnership with a couple people, these are the conversations you have to have. It's not as easy as just like, oh yeah, you take 25, I take 75, we're good, right? No, there's a lot more to think about. What if the technical stuff doesn't go the way it's supposed to? Is there some penalty, you know, for that? Or if this person doesn't get an audience like they said they can, well, is there sort of a backup for that? Is there a guaranteed payment, which I've also done in the past before? So again, there's a lot of things to think about. What I would do is have conversations with this person and try to talk it out, see what that deal would look like. It could be a 50-50 partnership. It could be an advisory role where you could then hire other people to do the technical stuff, and you could just advise on who they should work with in terms of software, or you can come on as a partner, which would then have you have a lot more responsibility, but also a lot more say. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. And so I can't give you a correct answer, Ryan, but hopefully this just at least gets the gears going to start conversations and to at least help you think things through a little bit more. So in addition to actually communicating with this person, which is the most important thing, you also want to make it clear that you're going to have another person involved, like an attorney, to, you know, really write these things down. And whether you get into a partnership, an official partnership, in terms of starting a new business, and you're both a name on the business and own a specific percentage, it doesn't necessarily have to be that. It could be your Ryan company, or your company Ryan, whatever that company is, providing a service to this other business. And it could be a flat fee. It could be a monthly retainer. It could be a certain percentage of sales. It could be a certain percentage of the company. There's again, like I said, a billion and one ways to skin that cat. And again, it'll just have to be what you guys are both comfortable with until you come to an agreement. But again, as you're having these conversations, you want to make sure that you are not selling yourself short, which I think is really easy to do. Not to say you specifically, Ryan, but I know I've just wanted things to move forward so quickly that I've sold myself short and have gotten maybe less percentages in partnerships than I wanted to. And I'm not talking specifically about Lead Pages or ConvertKit there. That's the truth, because I love the deals that I have with them. I'm very happy to be working with those companies. So this is based on other stuff. So, you know, based on my own experience, I have a lot of this stuff to share, and this is all coming from what I know. And what I would do is try to talk to other people too. Ask this question to people who have partnered with other businesses so you can get more information. The more information, the better, and the more likely you'll be able to make a decision that makes sense for you and this other person too. And, you know, as much as this stuff kind of sucks, you know, to try and figure this out, you know, have fun with it too, because you're creating something awesome together, and you have something that this person needs. They have something that you need. Don't sell yourself short. Try to strike a deal that makes sense for both of you and move forward with success. So, Ryan, thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck. I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, and I'd love to hear back from you in the future to see how this goes and what you end up doing. I'd be very curious to hear how that runs. So, again, Ryan, thank you so much for the question. Thank you to everybody else out there who has asked questions on the show and is going to ask a question on the show. And if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured, just head on over to askpat.com. Right on that page, just hit that record button. Your mic will pick it up. And I want to thank speakpipe.com also for allowing me to collect these voicemail questions. It just makes it really easy. They create these MP3 files that I can then, from your voice, just plop them right into the audio file. Actually, Mindy does that for me. Mindy, you're awesome. Thank you. And yeah, it just makes the production of the show very, very simple, so I could serve you and make sure to answer as many questions as possible. So again, thanks to speakpipe.com. I also want to thank those of you who have been supporting me in my journey toward my upcoming book launch. And you can check out all about that at willitflybook.com. The book is called Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. It's exactly that. How do you know if this idea you're working on is worth continuing, or this idea that you have in your head that you've had for a while, how do you know if that's going to work out or not? Well, I decided to tackle that conundrum in my book, Will It Fly? How do you know if it flies? You could launch stuff. We launch stuff all the time, but how do you know if it's going to fly? Willitflybook.com. Check it out. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. That comes out February 1st, and man, I'm so excited. I hope I hope you get it in your hands if it's something of interest to you. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. All of the love and support means so much to me. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Ayn Rand. She said, "The question isn't who is going to let me, it's who is going to stop me." Bam. Cheers. Take care. Love you guys. And I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Goodbye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.